The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's that time on the radio in this new year of 2020 to carry on talking to Bill Blevins. We do it every week from Blevins Franks. Happy New Year, Bill.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, Howard. You're in Spain there. Of course, you've got another day or two of celebrations with the Three Kings.
Yes, indeed.
My diet has suffered. My headache has gone. But here we are back in the land of the living, ready for another, I hope, prosperous and happy New Year for everybody.
Okay. Now, of course, it's a time for many of us to at least have a New Year's resolution. And when it comes to money, I guess it's a good time as well to review your tax and financial planning. Do you agree it's a good time at this year?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I do, in general terms. I think for individuals who are not clients of Blevins Franks, shame on you, but the truth is that this is a good time. There's a lull, a hiatus, if you like, between the Christmas pudding and the excess of hogmanay, to and for the month of January, generally quiet, to sit down and look at your affairs and ask yourself, have I positioned my investments to make the best of returns within whatever level of risk I'm prepared to take? Have I got my tax planning right? Have I got my intentions for my beneficiaries properly set up to avoid unnecessary tax? We talked about inheritance tax a week ago. And I think this is a reflective time. If you are a client of Blevins Franks, you may not need to review your investments at this point in time because, as they will know, anyone listening to this who is a client, you will be the beneficiary of regular reviews by qualified and regulated individuals who will be making sure that they try to keep your portfolio in line with your objectives and your tax planning current, because, as I say, current, because tax laws change all the time. And we will be looking to make sure that whatever changes, and often they're only modest, perhaps sometimes they can be more than modest, but mostly they're modest, whatever modest tweaks need to be made to keep you absolutely on track with what you've done. Say, for example, that in the last year you have made 12 or 13% from any investment holdings you have in the United States markets, for example, and that has therefore weighted your portfolio a little more to the United States than you might wish. Well, it may be that at the review, this is a time, whether it's now or the regular reviews that Blevins Franks clients get, it may be a time to take some of that profit from that investment and move it to somewhere else where there may be better value in the medium to longer term. So, yeah, it's important to review because a portfolio isn't a static entity. And whilst portfolio management and wealth management isn't an exact science, of course, we have huge resources which give us a lot of information about what we might or should do to make sure that we optimise our clients' returns, whether it is to consider new investments or whether it is to consider a change in tax law which gives us opportunities that didn't previously exist and where we can overlay that onto the client's affairs to make sure they are in net income terms, net capital growth terms, better off than they would have been.
So let's have a look at savings and investments, Bill. What do people need to establish if they need to amend or update their investment strategy?
I think it's a question when you review of asking yourself, and it is a challenge because you know, one gets comfortable sometimes with the way in which an investment portfolio is established. But the job of Blevins Franks on review, outside of the meeting with their client, is to look at the client's investment holdings and discomfort the established portfolio to a certain extent, to look at where the profits have been made and what new investments may be around the corner or may be available now. And as I said just a moment ago, if you've made a very good return in one particular sector of the portfolio, maybe you don't want to have that volume of new investment value in that same market, and you may want to take some out. It's a fairly straightforward practice and procedure, but it does sometimes take, you know, discussion and conversation in partnership with our clients. We really genuinely treat every individual client as a partner in with us in relation to the way we manage their funds and their tax benefits, so that the client understands what's happening and why it's happening. And we're often guided by the client. Often the client will say, look, I don't really feel comfortable with having, you know, an overweighting in the UK stock market at the moment, you know, despite the fact that Brexit, you know, may very well bring about beneficial results in the long term. I don't really want to have, you know, more than the market weighting in the UK. And therefore, we may trim the portfolio from UK holdings and move it to somewhere else. And it might be that there is a particular drive, I don't know, in one of the smaller markets, and that you might, and the markets there may be depleted to some extent. So you may get better value in moving funds out of a UK holding into a wide spread of holdings in, let's say, the Southeast Asian market, for example. Not necessarily that, you might move it to the US, for example. But the truth is, it's about making what I would describe, generally speaking, as tweaks to your existing portfolio to make sure that you are still in tune with what your objectives are, and of course to reconsidering what those objectives are, because in the period since the last review, you may have family issues that have changed the dynamic of the way you wish to manage your money in the future, and so all those things come into consideration every time there's a review.
And what about pensions, Bill? Would a review of your pension arrangements and options be a worthwhile exercise?
I think that's probably one of the most critical right now. Why do I say that? Because with the UK's position in relation to the European Union, and I'm trying to summarise a complicated matter here, but at the moment you can transfer your pension fund in the UK or your collection of pension funds in the UK into a qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme, a QROPS. Now, at the moment, because the UK is still a member of the European Union, and that may, and this benefit may continue for a small amount, a short amount of time in the transition period, you can transfer your pension fund to a qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme as long as that QROPS is domiciled in Europe. Then the transfer can be made out of the UK without a tax penalty. Now, Blevins Franks have operated a QROP arrangement for many years, domiciled in Malta, where we're also regulated by the Malta Financial Services Commission, which is based upon UK Financial Conduct Authority rules. But because it's in Europe, you can make the transfer free of any UK taxation. Excuse me. I think that when the break between the UK and the European Union finally comes, that precondition by virtue of the European Union directive will no longer apply. And if you wish to transfer your pension into a QROPS, at the moment, if you transfer it to a QROPS outside of the European Union, there is a tax penalty to pay, a big tax penalty. And I can't see why the UK government wouldn't charge the same tax penalty if you transferred it to an arrangement within Europe, because we would no longer and are going to be no longer members of the European Union. Now, they may look at it differently, but, you know, the spending programme set out by the various parties in the run-up to the general election suggests there's going to be quite a demand on tax collection as well as borrowing. And I can see that, you know, people who are moving their assets out of the UK pensions market and into an overseas area where the UK will never get their hands on the money anymore, that could be a very ripe opportunity to collect a very substantial amount of money. So if you've got a pension arrangement or a number of them collectively, this is a vital time to sit down and talk to a qualified and recognised registered pensions consultant within Blevins Franks who can give you independent and solid advice about how you might move your pension fund, if that's the right thing for you to do, into a qualified, recognised overseas pension scheme. Much greater freedom of investment, much more control over your assets, and much more access to the cash, and probably in many cases a much higher level of income than you would have had from the UK pension scheme.
Well, Bill, what about tax planning? Do you often find that people do not have adequate tax planning in place, or perhaps they're not up to date on tax changes?
I think that is true. I think a lot of individuals often believe that they have made a proper and comprehensive return of their capital growth and of their income, where necessary, on their Spanish tax return, without fully appreciating that there are, in Spain, more opportunities to mitigate against income tax and capital gains tax than ever exist in the UK. I've mentioned this before, but many listeners will know that in the UK there is a thing called an ISA, an individual savings account, into which you can put a limited amount of money every year, and it can be accumulated completely free of tax for as long as you keep it in this ISA arrangement. It's like an envelope around your money, and that envelope is specially favoured by the government and the UK tax authority such that it is free of tax, and the accumulation is therefore compounded without any tax liability. Unfortunately, as I say, the amount you can put in is limited. Now, a similar arrangement applies in Spain. It's not called an ISA, it's called a personal portfolio bond or a single premium investment contract, whatever you want to call it. It's another envelope, if you like, around your assets, but you can put as much as you wish into this envelope without restriction. And if it's in there and you make capital profits, so you don't take them out, you let it to accumulate, compound with your other investments and perhaps even reinvested income, no capital gains tax to pay at all. If you want to take out a regular withdrawal, there are huge discounts to the normal rates of tax that would apply to the same level of income if it was outside of this structure. So there's a massively improved opportunity of getting greater capital appreciation, improved levels of income by using tax planning structures within Spain and directing your attention to what you can do in Spain as opposed to simply doing something outside of these structures, because the difference can be huge.
So what about estate planning, Bill? How important is it for people to carry out a succession health check if they've not already done so?
I think, look, the point is that we all of us at one point in time are going to have to leave this earth, and we need to make sure, in my view, that we have employed sufficient care and attention to the necessary planning that will mean our spouses and our further beneficiaries down the line, our children, our grandchildren, that they are the beneficiaries of what you have worked all of your life for without unnecessarily paying tax out of those inheritances, because that is simply to deny your beneficiaries money and pass it over to the revenue. Now, if you don't plan sufficiently in advance to mitigate against those liabilities, really you are denying your beneficiaries the best of the assets that you have accumulated throughout life. And inheritance tax and succession tax, perfectly capable of being mitigated legitimately, legally, of course, and wouldn't suggest anything else. But the simple fact is that you've got to sit down and plan it as soon as possible, because none of us kind of know when that day's going to arrive, thank the Lord. But the truth is we do know, within Blevins Franks, all of the various elements that we have to put in place to make sure that you don't end up paying unnecessary inheritance tax or succession tax. And as I say, for those people who are Spanish resident, but who retain, we talked about this a little while ago, UK domicile, you can end up being liable for tax on the same assets in both the UK and in Spain. Now, there is a means of mitigating that liability, but it's complex and it's an unnecessary burden on the people you leave behind. So, very important to carry out a succession health check, as you called it, Howard, just to make sure that you're still on side with the requirements to avoid as far as you can, and where you can't avoid it entirely, to mitigate as far as you can the liability to taxes on succession or inheritance.
Yeah. Well, finally, Bill, what's your advice to listeners on how to go about conducting a thorough review of their finances to have peace of mind for the years ahead?
I think at the beginning of this year, if you are listening to this programme and I haven't sent you off to make a cup of tea, I think one very simple thing you might do is to go to the Blevins Franks website at www.blevinsfranks.com and look at some of the stuff on that website. And if you feel that we have something to offer you, then look at the local office close to you and make an arrangement and ask the question, may I come and talk to you without commitment, without obligation, without cost? May I come and talk to you for a short while about what you can offer and whether or not it is suitable in my circumstances, you'll get a very honest answer if you go to a meeting of that nature. I would suggest that maybe a third of the people who come in to talk to us, we have to tell them this isn't really something we can do for you, or this isn't suitable for you. That's life. You know, I can guarantee you that our impartiality and honesty in these things is sacrosanct to all of us. And so the simple fact is, I think the best thing you can do is to contact the local office and ask them if you might go in and have a chat about your personal circumstances and any of the concerns, financial concerns or inheritance concerns or tax planning concerns you've got, because in short measure, they will start to guide you in the right direction. Of course, if we're going to do a lot of work for you, of course, if it makes a massive difference to your wealth and the inheritances that your spouse might receive, we may have to do work. But you will always know well in advance of any costs that you're likely to incur to the euro cent. So if you don't like what we want to charge you for the work, you don't have to take we don't have to take the job on if you don't want us to. But at least you'll know whether or not we feel we can help, and you'll know also, as I say, well in advance, if we're going to do a lot of work for you, exactly what you're going to have to pay to get it.
Excellent, Bill. Thank you very much. And I suppose if people want to find their local office, go to the website.
Yeah, that's the place. I mean, it's got lots of stuff there that you can read and absorb to give you some indication of the kind of areas that we are involved in and the sort of successes we've had and the sort of books that we've written about living in Spain. But really, I think the answer is a face-to-face, however good the internet might be these days, and websites, and that website's pretty good, but I think a face-to-face discussion with somebody who can help you bring out of the discussion the things that you may not be aware of that move you forward and make your financial position and the position of your spouse and your beneficiaries more secure. What is there to lose, really, I ask.
Yeah, indeed. A wise man. Thank you very much, Bill. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a great week at the beginning of the new year.